May we choose life and good, that our children may inherit from us the blessings of dignity and freedom, prosperity and peace, and get the hell out of my womb.
L'chaim. I'm gonna get that boo. I'll get that baby out today. What haven't we done on this show yet? That's what.
You haven't induced labor.
We're here with Lori, and Patrice is here, of course, also. When was your baby due?
Monday.
It's on borrowed time right now.
Yes.
Well, no. You know what? She's hanging out with her black friend a little too long, and I think that the black friend's been whispering, like, don't worry, you never have to be on time,
right.
Ever.
Set a precedent with this baby. Could it really happen anytime?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about going out?
About going out in public? I'm a little nervous about riding the subway, because that's, you know.
Because you're stuck.
Because I'm stuck, right. And, like, you know, what do? Do I go up, catch a cab, you know, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Patrice, go ahead.
Thanks. Pull the cord in the subway. Don't do that.
No, because it just stops everything
stops
and then
the
they have to, yeah.
Right,
but
right.
But the problem is, and may I say what the problem is, Lori? Because I've been pregnant with her this whole time, I decided. Meanwhile, I'm drinking my coffee and I got more drunk in the last 9 months than I ever got in my life.
All your Twitters are, teehee, I'm drunk.
Me and Nah have seen a lot of pregnant movies. We know what we're talking about.
Knocked
right,
up.
Right. See, no lessons right there. But the problem is like for a month now, the doctor's been going any minute now.
Right.
And then for over a week now, the contractions have started.
Right.
So it's just constant alarms, which I think messes with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Will's already playing the games. And,
It's been about 2 weeks of like really strong Braxton Hicks contractions, the practice contractions that hurt like hell.
Have you and your man ever tried to fuck it out?
Yes. Yes, we
doesn't
have.
Doesn't work?
Doesn't work.
Like a period?
Yeah, I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my.
How it does, you dig for oil?
You know what? Not to be gross, but that really works.
No, it does. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Right. It works like it's a good thing.
Framed up in a sentence.
You brought it out of me.
Exactly. I have to go on vacation next week. Let's go.
The doctors have actually told us to do that because
really?
His sperm is actually softens my cervix or something.
Oh, God.
It gets you in trouble and out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And it's also just as effective if I swallow. So.
Shut up. Yeah. Are you serious? You're just serious. Lubricating the
it's
front
just an
and back?
Enzyme.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I love
doctor's orders.
Lori's sister's on the couch going, I am not from New York. This is just not what we talk about.
No, this is tea party level when we're actually being dirty. Yeah.
Has your sister ever had a baby? Is she like, your husband's fucking lying?
He made that up. He went in the office first.
When's the last time you were at a doctor?
Monday. Monday.
I was hearing a little of the stuff you girls were saying about going to the doctor.
He tries not to, but
I do perk up a little bit when you hear like the doctors are nervous on how to talk to you like you're a lady.
Yeah.
Like so, lift your shirt. You have to. I'm a doctor. And then she lifts her shirt, and the doctor goes, "Boy, that'll take care of a professional."
Chris had to leave the room on Monday because he was giggling at the resident too much.
Really?
We had a resident come in who was like first year, you know, I swear I was his first patient. And
do you have any STDs? You're not a whore. I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Exactly. He was giggling when he asked me when my last menstrual period was.
How
that's
can you
crazy.
Still be, like, as an adult?
I'm not exaggerating.
As
maybe
an
he
adult.
Accidentally had to do the gyno. He's made really a brain surgeon. Mm-hmm. He wasn't meant to be a vagina doctor.
It looks the same, right? It's all like weird lines and
yeah. Kendra was saying that you should just act like you're the dumbest person. Go like, I feel a little nauseous. Is it gonna come out my mouth? Where exactly?
Not even. I think I'm pregnant.
Just have him explain to you how you got in this predicament.
Yeah. Okay.
How did this happen?
All right. So he took his penis.
Right.
So where exactly does it come out, doctor? Tell me everything. Do not be embarrassed.
I've been lubing my ass for weeks.
And will this hurt?
Now do you get a women that had, does this happen like when I had knee surgery or shoulder surgery, everybody tells me the worst possible shoulder things,
yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
You get too much, we were talking about this in the last stand-up thing, but don't get too much anesthesia, makes you get the right amount of anesthesia, what am I going to do? That looks about good. So did people tell you like, I had a 14-pound baby, make sure your pussy doesn't rip in half.
Yeah, like the 30, I had 36 stitches, I had a 10-pound baby.
So what am I
going to
do?
Overdue.
Yeah, it's too late now. Tell me 9 months ago.
Right.
Oh I mean, God. 9 months and a week ago, I guess.
I had hemorrhoids, you know, right. I pushed so hard.
Even the feedback is sharing. Sully saying, this worked for two kids. Remember when he had two kids? Okay. Shots, 10. of castor oil with a Pepsi chaser.
Castor oil is the thing.
And my wife has in labor in less than 4 hours and had the kid after 20 minutes of labor.
That's the Caribbean thing.
Then she
castor
shit
oil.
The bed.
Yeah, because castor oil moves your bowels.
Yeah.
But you know, you're going to shit the bed anyway.
That's the Caribbean thing is castor oil.
Why not do it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's
a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Yeah.
Was your husband listening down like,
I said... Wait a minute, castor oil is a bit much. Can I say what you've been doing?
Sure.
Yes.
Lori's been throwing vitamins up her vagina, but castor oil is too much. Evening primrose comes in caplets, and you basically throw it up your vagina. Like that and abortion pills.
Like a vagina enema.
Yeah. There's another one called black cohosh. They literally say, don't take this until you're this much pregnant because we don't know that your baby will stick. So she's been she's been trying to flush him out at all exits. But castor oil is too much because she'll actually have to taste it.
Have you tried like a high pressure hose?
Yes, it'll make me poo. I don't want to.
You're going to shit yourself either way.
Yeah.
No, but I don't want to make something make me poo. I'd rather just have Mexican food.
It's better to get it over with
and
just shit yourself and wait, what?
You know what though, Lori? The poo will come out a lot nicer and less hemorrhoid effect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
From the straining.
True.
Because it'll just like glide out. So the baby and the poo will glide out.
Nice.
And with all that evening primrose, it'll probably smell like roses anyway.
Dirtface from Dayton is asking, is Henda disgusted with Lori for keeping the baby? Henda is...
After about that 30th week, it
was dark on Henda.
Henda isn't, and not because of you, Henda isn't necessarily pro-choice, she's pro-abortion. she knows how babies ruin lives.
Once you're born, you're safe and you can be pro-choice.
I am pro other people having babies, just not every other person. Lori can have 50 babies.
I'm not having any.
She's okay. She's going to make up for Patrice not having a baby, for me not having a baby. She can have the whole herd.
All my babies are at their house.
Yeah, because Lori's normal. The husband's normal. They have, they thought about it. They freaked out a little about it. I think you have to freak out a little. If you don't freak out a little bit about it, no baby for you.
I'm still freaking out about
good.
It.
Good.
If I have a baby, you have to be born at, 10, where I can leave you home alone. Because I got
to
go.
I don't know that you're allowed to leave a 10-year-old.
I gotta go. Why not?
Patrice, pro-choice.
Think about things before you do them.
Why not? I was.
You know? If you set the house on fire, you will just have to be in a house on fire, so don't do that.
You're not allowed to leave, so make your decisions wisely.
I told you don't leave the house. You better come up dead.
Patrice and Lori are coming over, and today our water is shut off. Not just hot water, all water.
You didn't read the co-op notes.
Including toilet water.
Including toilet water. And so we have to use the big thing of bottled water.
Yeah. The delivery that goes in the cooler thing that goes upside down.
Yeah, that you have in your office, the water cooler. And
a gallon.
A gallon?
No,
it's like 10 gallons.
10 gallons.
Well, that's what it takes to flush a toilet, apparently. We're taking $10 dumps. I hope you're not disgusted, Lori, but I hope you think we classed it up.
That's one flush.
I love it. A pregnant lady walks into the room, and I'm like, you don't have to pee, do you?
Of course I have to pee. I'm breathing.
Nothing's moving downstairs, is it?
And then I'm like, I'm sorry, Keith. I totally ratted you out. Because I was like, because she's like, oh, I could just go and just, you know, nobody look and whatever. Because Lori's a very casual person, right? And I'm like, yeah, but Keith kind of went already.
I love how y'all so damn fancy you couldn't make a pee in the bathtub.
I didn't think of that.
But
you lean over the edge. You sit down. No, many a day my mother was in the bathroom entirely too long and would just look at me pissing the tub. Wow. I have to go.
Well, that's like the girls at the bar who pee in the
sink.
We
have a bathtub.
Yeah, but you know what? You still need water to let that down.
Well, that would have been less water.
I see. Oh, Patrice, you're grossly not fancy.
Hey, it's either that or I piss in the corner and tell you about it later. I call you up. Yeah, that corner in the living room.
I always found it weird when we were kids. I have three brothers. Mm-hmm. I always have to think. Yeah, three. And a sister. And we couldn't, walk in on our sister. But if my brothers and my dad, if you were standing up or sitting down, you can just walk in and you're brushing your teeth, you're grabbing clothes, you're grabbing a towel, whatever, and you're just there. It's not
as long as you're
not
on the
big
toilet,
deal.
You mean?
There wasn't a rule as long as you're on the toilet, but it didn't stop there's you, there's your dick.
Yeah. Well, did you ever do the... I find
don't
that guys,
yeah,
when
that.
They're brothers, they do... No. I have cousins. They were maybe 8 and 10, and they used to be like walk in the bathroom while the other one's pissing and just join in on the piss.
Excuse me?
What? Yeah.
We didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
Yeah.
We'd
like,
wait
just
our turn.
Join in on the piss. Like, I got to go too. Ah.
I have a friend who warned his brother and said, I'm going to fucking do it. You're taking too long, and then just peed on him. But anyway.
He was warned.
I have two sisters and a brother, and we all had one bathroom growing up. So, like, it was the constant revolving door. Like, if you're not actively on the toilet, then the toilet's open. And the door was never locked.
Nice.
No, in our house, like, it was like,
well,
don't even breathe next
to the
door.
Yeah, don't come here.
Right.
Yeah. And we, originally, my family was all in this house, which is one bathroom, five people, which is not bad, but it started getting really hectic. Mm-hmm. But in the next house, like, I don't know, Keith and I have, like, weird rules. Like, he could be pooing while I'm in the shower, but I cannot be pooing while he's in the shower.
That's
your
rule.
We have a no-wipe.
Yeah, that's my rule.
No inserting tampon. He can't see any
no
of that.
No wipes.
No.
Yeah. No.
For
why
what?
Would you do that? Like, I'm breaking up with you. Yeah.
No. Keep it magic, honey.
But you get bored and you want to talk, so the door gets open.
Yeah. No, he gets annoyed with me because I'm like, because I know what he's doing, and I'm like, can I come in? He's like, sure. Why would you not be able to come in? What could I be doing here?
And then, ew, gross. Get the fuck out. I totally should.
Especially because you have your library in there.
I'm going to be thinking about this dump while we're fucking.
He has his library and his toilet paper bookmarks.
Hey, neither here nor there. Oh, do you ladies want to play Let's Jump Up and Down real fast?
Or jumping jacks. No, we can play jumping jacks.
Getting that thing out.
You know what? I think Will was just waiting for something, and I have what he was waiting for.
Will the baby.
The official Keith and the Girl onesie.
Oh, very nice. Is there a way, as it slides out your vagina, it goes right into the onesie? Or do they have to clean up?
You would have to hold it this way. You would have to hold it this way. Yeah, it could happen.
Okay.
He just has to put his arms up.
I'll give you two. Like, one to catch it, and then you got to throw that one away because of the mess. I've seen movies again. And then one just to that it can really wear.
Well, if you guys are there, you can get Chris out of the way and catch him. And you know,
there's no way you'd let me watch that, is there?
No.
$50.
I love
bucks.
The look on his face. I will give you $50.
$50.
$50? No.
Would you really watch that?
Absolutely.
No
with,
way.
With binoculars.
You don't have that
really?
Kind of money.
I would.
Would you be able to look at me in the eye again?
No.
No,
I would look down and away. Just, ooh.
And would you masturbate about it later?
Ew.
Yeah, they say it's disgusting. I don't know. You know, I don't want to lie. I don't know.
I saw my mother and my brother. That shit was terrible.
You
probably
saw it?
I understand why people have that vagina dentata fear. That shit just opened up way too big.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if a baby wasn't coming out, she could have sucked my head in. It was just...
I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't know why Keith just wants to watch.
If I end up jerking off to it, it'd be like jerking off to the Miracle of Life.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody putting on a fucked up turtleneck. It was terrible.
Yeah. Wait. Is Chris going to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Actually, he's probably going to be by my head.
And cry.
Yeah, are you nervous about Chris being on the other end?
No. If he can have sex with me now, the way that I look, and like...
You look great.
That's disgusting, a little bit.
That's...
You feel it, right? When you walk around the streets like, get that fucking thing out.
It's only awkward when she starts stripping.
Here comes the clown.
It's really wrong when Lori sends me a picture, like, she just has, like, a sports bra on, and I could see her full belly, and I'm like, you fucking bitch, you're still skinny.
Her toes were scandalous.
Like, 10 months into her pregnancy, no joke, she's 10 months in, and I'm like, you are a fucking skinny bitch.
I am not. I'm the fattest.
Oh, stop it. Not after the brunches we've been having.
Chris is going to wear...
During our brunches, I pretend I'm pregnant. What?
Your husband's going to wear the masks and everything, right?
Keith, you watch too much TV.
No?
No.
You don't
unless
have to
I have a
mask.
Cesarean.
Oh, I was thinking I can pay him $50 and just switch. But.
Hot.
No, that would have been
just like we practiced, sweetie.
As long as you put on a sweater and some gloves.
Chris is really freaked out about the financial thing, so maybe you should pull him aside.
Like, yeah, he'd be the person in contact.
We'll talk. Oh, I'd watch it, absolutely, sure.
Unfortunately, I think your baby's waiting for your mother-in-law to come to town.
Oh, God.
Awesome. I think she paid the baby somehow.
She did.
They have a psychic connection.
You ever hear those stories?
She did offer us money to be in the delivery room.
How much did she offer?
I'm not saying. Because you'll think I'm crazy.
Because she's not taking $50, but she will take $60.
Is it $60?
If you offer her $70 right now.
It's more than you made on your telethon.
Fuck no, I can rent a movie.
Shit, I'd sell her the baby for that much. Take it, Jesus. It's yours.
Yeah, I don't want the baby.
You're too old, I can make more.
You know what? For that amount of money, people really do buy babies.
Yeah, take it.
Take it.
I'm not attached yet. Go for it.
Have you heard the stories where you give birth and the baby doesn't, the doctor doesn't catch it right and it slides across the floor?
Why would you say that?
You can have somebody out in left field.
Yeah, they are looped
that
up.
Could be me, just in case.
Oh, nice.
They're
nice.
The scoop. You think about it.
You're the doctor backup?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you think about it.
I will.
Now I'm seeing Benny Hill and you're knocking the doctor out and locking him in a supply.
The only thing I'm counting on you for is like inventive ways for me to swear throughout the entire labor.
I'll help you out.
Thanks.
I'll give you an earpiece and everything.
Thanks.
Hey, Keith and the girl, I'm 23, female, straight, long-time listener. I just signed up on the forums, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know why I printed this out. Not that I can show it to you. It's more a picture.
Sure.
But it's a beautiful picture of somebody on the beach spelling out KTG.
In nice. The sand.
And I bring it up as an excuse to bring up these other pictures that are going to be on the forums.
Are going to be on the website, keithandthegirl.com. Nice. You click on the left on where it says all episodes. You can see notes about the show, pictures in the order in which they come up. Yes, yeah. People. Yes.
It is the 21st century.
Yes. Dot Kizzy.
So I got Keith and the Girl clay figures. Somebody stitched Who Are Humans Unite Against Robots
so
pillow.
So this is like your art gallery?
Yeah, I'm going to show a little art gallery on the website, I decided. Yeah. Dear Keith, in podcast 814, you talk about ordering food and people talking to the waiter. Is it inappropriate if a patron, a scumbag, asks what the waiter recommends? I was saying how brother loves orders, and he'll say, what do you recommend? What's so good? But it has to, he's playing the match game. It has to, all he wants is to match his. And if it doesn't, you're wrong. That's not the best. Mm-hmm. It's what he wanted the whole time. But is it still okay
to
recommend?
Can I answer first, and I'll see if I match your thing?
Sure.
I think it's okay as long as you accept the first answer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't say what else.
Yeah.
I'm not a fish guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out.
Because a lot of, especially if you go to a fancier place, because a lot of those places, don't they have like crew dinner? Like they have, I know they serve them lesser food, but they have an idea of how they make fish, how they make chicken, whatever the
plus,
case
plus, like
be.
The waiter doesn't care. If I was a waiter, no. I'd say lobster. Whatever's the most expensive.
Well, you're not
tip
getting
me.
A cut of things.
Well, the
oh,
tip
to
goes
the
higher.
Percentage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's
what do I care? I don't know. Like the best thing for me could be the worst thing for you. Like I have never met you before.
But right. When I was a waiter, it would give me an opportunity to like to do the special. Like,
sure,
of course. They would tell you, you know, you need to send. Do
the flounder's going to go bad.
Right. You need to sell 10 of them by the end of the day, and if you do, we'll give you a bottle of wine, something
but,
like that.
But at the same time, like that's like hearing the specials and go, can you give me a couple more specials? Like.
Right.
Yeah, this is a waiter.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
do
I think
you
if
recommend?
You go with the first answer, you're fine.
The first answer.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's okay. You are Keith okay has, to return food.
Yeah, Keith has sent food back. Like,
I go the opposite way. I say, what do you recommend I don't choose? What's shitty here?
That's a good one.
What's shitty here? Like,
that's a good one.
No, it's not a good one. I'll tell
why
you
not?
Why.
Why not?
Because as a waiter, I wouldn't like it because, again, I don't know you. And I don't know if you're going to turn me in. What's not good? The trout. Why not the trout? I would get it on Monday, and it's a Friday. You're selling spoiled stuff? What else is fucking spoiled? No talking. Look, point.
No, I preface it with, I know everything is good, but if you had to choose, what wouldn't you pick? Or I give them two. Like, I'm thinking either the chicken or the beef. Which one is your favorite of those two?
I make it a restaurant where you circle the menu.
Uh-huh.
You circle what you want.
Okay.
If there's any notes, you can write some notes by it, but not more than three words.
Okay.
Crumpled up, throw it at my face.
Nice.
Then I go and take your order. No talking. You get to do a little damage to me because you threw something at my face and we're both adults. That's
there's
not
cool.
There's
a theme restaurant somewhere in Texas where you get to do that.
I think it's smart. And no reason to talk to each other. Here's your stuff. Good day. I'll smile.
Wow.
I think that's fine.
I don't know why you stopped serving.
Let me tell you something. Keith just said, like, all right, I'll smile. I've watched him wait tables. Never does he smile. And look how stoic he always looks. Like, when he... Now he's smiling.
That feels fake. I don't believe you.
It feels fake here,
no,
too.
No, it does. I don't believe you.
Doesn't feel good.
I win what? You just smile at me like
this
that.
Hurts me.
That really looks like your soul's dying piece by piece. That's not... No.
But he's a good waiter. But no, he doesn't smile. And he's waited on me and my friends before because I have this stupid girlfriend thing, like, don't do this, girlfriends. Yeah. It was the beginning of the relationship. It's like, oh, my boyfriend's working in a new restaurant, everybody, let's go over there. And he has to wait on like 10 people, but then I make sure everybody tips really well. But
we're annoying when we go out for dinner.
Right, you know? Right. Well, I didn't have as many girlfriends back then.
Come on, bitch.
So.
Okay, seriously, ladies, I'm going to have to use that table for something else. Okay, I'll have a tea. All right, 17 bitches, I'll give you your one tea.
5 spoons.
All right, you really have to go now. I'll take a blintz. You bitches.
But yeah, he doesn't crack jokes and he doesn't smile, but he gets you everything on time and he remembers everything.
There you go. Who needs ketchup?
I need ketchup. I'm from the Midwest. That's what we do.
You guys see the who saw David Blaine last night? I take everything back. Incredible.
You know?
Incredible.
Keith, the only incredible thing is that he has a really nice logo. That's about it.
It is kind of cool. It's the spade symbol.
Yeah, because you can do the spades,
D&B. Yeah.
You can do a vase.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice. That was the only entertaining and or magical thing about the entire evening.
It's magical, actually, that the guy announcing it, like what he's doing, is anything that his soul didn't break.
Did you see the live shots of his face, though? You can tell that he was so disinterested. Like, Al Roker said, nah, I'm good. Like, all the other... Because who was he?
Yeah,
I've never seen him on a...
The guy Nera announcing it, telling us how spectacular it is that David Blaine has been upside down the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Lies. He took breaks 10 minutes every hour.
Every hour was between 5 and 12 minutes to monitor his blood pressure, heart rate...
No, die up there. Flow. That's the point.
I don't get what the trick was.
I don't want to monitor.
Tatum said it best. He played monkey bars in Central Park.
But the announcer also has to give a play-by-play, right?
Yeah.
And he's still upside down. I got to wonder how much blood a human head could take. Let me just Google that real quick. Well,
They asked two doctors, you know, what can happen? Like, you're upside down for a minute. You get the blood. You could go blind from the blood. I mean, this guy could die. I'm like, well, shouldn't you be in scrubs?
The doctor was entertaining because he was like Cy Rabinowitz from like Eastern Long Island. Well, technically with David right now. Like, he's trying to really make... And the guy's like, go ahead, stretch out the time because he's just hanging upside down. You can keep talking.
So they say, like, your spine will break. All this shit can happen in minutes, let alone days.
Yeah.
Now, for fun, we're going to take some people on the street and hang them upside down. Yeah. Like, they're going to die! They're all going to die!
That was all pre-taped on Saturday night. That's the funny thing. Like, if you're in New York and you... Everybody, first, the post, the video started coming in of him on the cherry picker every few minutes.
Just the fact that this is in New York, like, guess what's happening in the Big Apple today? Some guy's going to hang upside down.
Do you think that would induce labor?
They're like, the crowd has been here for hours watching David hang upside down. No, they haven't. There have been emails about the tickets. The crowd got there at like 8:30 for a 9 o'clock show. Most people weren't standing outside watching David Blaine hang upside down, except for some Asians that came for pictures. And that's about it. Like,
well, coffee is more interesting than watching him.
While he's hanging upside down, he's also allowed to lift from the torso and like hold his legs. Like he's able to come up
from
it.
So he's doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
See, it's called David Blaine, the special last night, Dive of Death. So I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe nobody really paid attention to the big deal. He's doing some kind of dive of death.
Yeah.
And you see, like, it's like the David Blaine symbol under him, which, you know, you can't tell if it's a trampoline, if it's, like, boxes he's going to crash into. I'm thinking maybe the whole
thing. Boxes.
I didn't know. I thought maybe, the whole thing opens up and there's a 2-foot pool underneath.
The pits of hell.
And he does that, you know, that contortion thing. Like, you dive real far into, like, 2 feet of water. It's like, oh, that would be amazing. For some reason, it's harder because you've been upside down for days. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's going to be fantastic. I'll tell you about it after this 15th fucking break.
You know?
I know you're lying. There's a timer. We'll do it in two... Like, they're flat out lying. Well, we will come back in literally 2 minutes and show it to you.
The problem...
I lied. Two more minutes.
The problem was the presidential debate. Speech. Right. So they were about 15 minutes off. But with those 15 minutes, they still had to show all the pre-tape of him bullshit catching that bullet in his mouth.
Right.
Him entertaining hill folk by making them write.
Let me tell you... Hold on one second. I feel weird about this. They do show some of his... street magic.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's stupid, but a lot of it is the old David Blaine, you know. It really is incredible. Is this... like, because the camera people know what they're doing. They go to poor... David Blaine literally goes to poor black people, and he also goes to poor white people.
Which is even more entertaining, because everyone has on dirty wife beaters.
And the only thing you can really think... Like, this is how I'm listening. This is the only thing I'm thinking, is that the black people, I'm thinking, like, you know... We're all making fun, like, oh, shit. I mean, they love it.
Right, because he goes to Harlem and he gets the street thugs and he scares the business out of them.
If you're good, what a great crowd for magic and what a great crowd for stand-up.
If you're bad, what a great crowd for magic.
Oh,
I could do that, son.
right. But the white people, and I don't know if it's because I'm white, I'm looking like you're making fun of them.
I felt the opposite way.
Is that what it, yeah?
The black people, I felt that way. There was one girl, he moved the sign on the dollar bill and I can't move it back. Oh, God.
This shit's counterfeit right now.
Please stop.
You still owe me a dollar.
When he was spilling out the black man's beer, I'm like, I hope he sent somebody to the store because this will end poorly if he does not have another beer for that gentleman.
I mean, you're not allowed to say dumb, I'm learning, when you talk about people. You have to say uneducated. But I'll tell you what, when David Blaine turned $6 $1 bills into $600 bills.
And they dance.
And the poor parts of New Orleans, it goes, thank you, David, one for you, one for you. Thank you, thank you. And they're dancing. And you know it's real money.
Yeah.
How about take, hold on, let me get all my ones. You know what I mean? Like, in my purse.
It was
turn
very...
it into gold. Like, they did turn this house into a real house again.
They did the Publishers Clearinghouse dance.
Yeah.
It's Ed McMahon.
Let me get to my, I got $5 under the mattress.
Because I see a little kid running inside for, like, their $1 to come out.
Right. Hey, David, like, sorry, I'm all magicked out.
Yeah.
Mommy says we need $600 or we die today.
The fact that he went to New Orleans was a bit much.
Yeah, why there?
To bring hope.
It would be New Orleans turning dollars into $100 bills and then moving the symbol on a dollar to spook John Mayer. Like, pick. Like,
maybe he could hold the water back.
No.
But I would see that, and I guess, you know, Patrice is black and she's seeing the black
Richie's
people.
Patrice is black?
Yeah. Just to catch everybody up, and I'm seeing the white people that way because I'm pure. And
no, yeah.
The cameraman's on these people's faces, these hicks with no teeth, eye falling out, you know, a big mess.
iPhone?
Eye falling out, an iPhone, please.
One gentleman was short a few teeth.
And they're all a mess, and I'm like, I know the cameramen are making fun too. Like, I know it's not me. And it's so weird. Because why? I mean, they're people. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be some hippie, but like, it's weird to look at.
You're saying the trick would have been just as fun not making fun of the people.
Yeah, but how are you making
specifically
fun?
They specifically went to people that didn't know much that he could spook the shit. When you draw an X on somebody's hand and then pretend to move it with a quarter, you're not playing with a very intelligent audience. He didn't try that on Wall Street. He went literally where you're walking up the road, like, oh, there's a goat. And the porch is like the centerpiece of the house. He went to the hills. He went to Appalachia.
Like the Iowa State Fair.
He went to Appalachia.
But should they never have magic? You know what I mean?
No, like, because they all looked at him like, witch!
Right. They did, actually.
Witch!
They might have plenty to think about on a day-to-day.
Right.
It's a box, but there's, like, people in it.
Right. There's no sun. There's sun!
These are the people that get confused by TiVo.
I just felt very weird. Like, I felt weird about me as a person. Really, for a second. Like,
it was uncomfortable.
And I'm like, should I be laughing at these retards? Like, they didn't do nothing wrong.
You laugh
they
at retards
They fucked themselves,
daily.
But real retards
when
are good.
Funny, when they're funny.
Right. Real drooling retards.
This is just too easy.
This is, like, I don't know, this is, like, unfair. I don't know.
You should go to the Bronx Zoo on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's donation day.
It's free, right? Yeah.
We went yesterday.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. But it was a lot of a group home.
Special
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the retards came out? Let me tell you something.
That's when they have their picnic.
Let me tell you something. There's got to be a retard home around here, okay? There's one bus stop that every time I pass it, and I remember, like, being on that bus also, and that stop was always like, all the retards, come on in. And today...
Oh, when the wheelchair slows down the bus?
No wheelchair. They're, like, very functioning,
okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, they're definitely Down syndrome. Definitely some stuff going on.
It's the
but
older
very,
Down syndrome types.
Yeah, very functioning, and they're so functioning. Yesterday, I saw them at a bus stop. Of course. And I saw these two, there's like a bunch of them, but these two, it was a guy sitting down on the bench, and the girl was sitting on him facing forward, and they're being all lovey and smushy. And I'm like, what if they just take off their pants right now and just start doing it at the bus? And then I'm thinking, like, there are people who would be passing this going, like, how come I can't get some? And these motherfuckers know how to put, you know, like...
Find your kind.
Do you know what I mean?
But they probably don't even know it's another person. They both are looking at candy bars. Do you know what I mean?
It's like Bugs Bunny.
I'm hugging Snickers. They don't fucking know.
Why do you fuck with me?
There's a higher capacity for love.
Right? They love everything, though.
But they have such, you know, like, you believe in retard strength, right? I want to watch them.
Yeah. It's like, what happened to Patrice?
I want to watch them having sex. I wonder if it's like super
someone could die.
I think, really,
no,
honestly.
Seriously.
Like, don't pull her hair that much, you know?
Yeah, like Lenny, yeah. Let me pet you.
You're so pretty! You're so pretty!
I know.
Yeah, they do. So we're watching Swingin' Retarded. Going back to David Blaine real quick. We're watching the Dive of Death. Yeah, first he does that thing where he catches a bullet in his mouth. Then, like,
which is a really calculated stunt to do.
I would think. And then he keeps, you know, this is an illusion. This is fake. Do not do it at home. I'm like, then how come you can lie about everything else?
David Blaine is an endurance artist.
That's what he is now. What? He's a magician and an endurance artist.
Some made up shit. I'm an endurance artist.
What? I ran the 10K earlier this week.
I'm the Barbara Seville.
And it was very hilly.
So here's the Dive of Death. Ready? Mm. You waited like 2 hours. And yeah.
Hours and 10 minutes, Keith.
Oh my good gravy.
Wait, well, you know what? This whole stunt was 2 hours long?
This whole they went on the streets, made fun of hillbillies, you know, there's
they cut in extra tricks in between, but the grand finale was supposed to be the dive.
Yeah, I gotta learn about Houdini again. Yo, I love Houdini, I get it. Then they show pictures of that when he held his breath underwater.
And David's
that was a fucking success. What you failed that one, too.
It was a nice long interstitial about his mother.
Was that the one in Bryant Park?
No, that was sitting on the chair on the high wire or whatever that was.
Okay.
Or was it in, like, the coffin or something? I don't
know. That was Central Park. That was, like, the year before.
Or was that the coffin? Or was that when he was in the ice castle?
It was the coffin with, like, the thin layer of water above it. So he was like a Halloween house when you step on the floor and they have the people touching.
Mm.
I'm watching. For the longest time, I didn't notice this countdown. Then I look and there's a countdown for a half hour to the Dive of Death. I'm like,
the countdown went on the whole show.
I missed it. I guess my eyes are just zoning out from the retards. But I'm like, another for what? So you're like, okay, the big deal is going to be this dive, whatever the fuck it is.
Because that's the thing, they didn't explain exactly what the dive would entail.
Right.
It was just a dive of death.
So he's standing upright. He gets out of his harness. He's on top of the structure that was holding him, you know,
it was basically
a four-pillar structure. Right. And he's standing on it, and I guess he's just going to jump, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And he leans forward, and he jumps.
And everyone's excited.
He's
I saw
like
this
45
there was
feet
a
or so. And everybody's like, oh, like, what the? What
44
the?
Feet, Keith.
44 feet.
44 feet.
Still impressive.
Uh-huh.
What's going to happen?
Dive of death.
You see a cable attached to him, and he hangs there.
What happened was...
And everybody started, boo, fuck you. You can hear it from camera phones when you YouTube this. They took that out of the broadcast. Everybody in person is doing the same thing we're doing at home. We're like,
what happened?
Fuck you. And now it's going through your head, like, why did you do that? Is it an accident?
Yes.
Is it a big fuck you? Is it a lesson on perception and assumption? You know, is this the biggest magic trick ever? So he's just hanging there, and he's attached to a helicopter, you can tell. And then he just waves for a while. Feels like a real long time, and then he gets taken away, like he starts flying in the air, but helicopter's just carrying him.
It wasn't a helicopter, but something carried him.
He basically goes into the night.
No, what happened was, David's standing up here, and he jumps, and you could tell by the look on his face that someone got fired at ABC last night, because he jumps and stops maybe 22 feet into the dive of death.
Sounds right.
And you can see him snap back and end up there, and then he just kind of goes, and then they lower him. And then spring him back up. So it looks like he literally, like a bouncy, like a trampoline jump. So
it wasn't as exciting. He went up slow. He didn't go, boing!
No, he did do a nice, he did a nice dangle. And then they dropped him some more. His feet touched the ground. And then they went, I guess we have to finish the trick. And so they pull him away. And then the guy who's announcing, who really didn't care up to this point at all anyway, literally goes, oh my God, everyone, an amazing stunt. David Blaine has flown away and disappeared into the night.
He thinks this is radio. He jumped, didn't hit the ground, and mysteriously went up into the sky. I'm like, I saw it.
But you can hear the sarcastic laughter in his voice.
So what was it then, a crane?
So it was some kind of crane.
All right.
And because it was the only reason I say it wasn't a helicopter, because literally when you watch the video of people from the crowd, they are hearing the same audio of the announcer going, David disappeared into the night. And you hear some woman going, no, he didn't. He's standing right over there.
Somebody say it on YouTube. You can
sounds
see
like
the,
your mother also.
You know?
Someone said it's a bunch of balloons. You can see it on YouTube. I don't know. But I didn't give a shit.
I'm watching the YouTube
thing.
Oh,
that's possible. They did have a hot air balloon in Central Park for a few weeks if you wanted to take balloon rides.
I guess it's a magic trick gone wrong. You know
it didn't
what I mean?
Work out.
But I don't know. I'm watching. They're interviewing David Blaine as he's upside down. That's one of the videos we got sent.
Yeah. What? How can you do it? It gets easier as you go.
Yeah. I can do this forever now.
I got to tell you, he looks way more normal upside down than he does.
Well, this stunt, he got to eat. The other ones, he was fasting and doing all kinds of weird shit. Because he literally got on the cherry picker once an hour for 5 to 12 minutes to pee and have all his vitals taken. He just didn't eat for 3 days. I don't know why. Maybe because it would sit in his throat. But otherwise, there was no purpose for him not to eat.
Did I tell you about this new thing? I'm fasting in between meals?
Yeah.
Even if the trick worked out.
One of those newfangled diets.
Even if the trick worked out, was he supposed to jump and then fly in the air?
He is supposed to jump, toe touch, and fly away. You can tell just by the look on his face, like, why am I hanging here?
I guarantee I would have saw that cable. I don't understand why you'd have a silver cable.
I think it
cable.
Was a silver cable because it was strong enough, but if he was moving fast enough, you wouldn't have seen it the way you saw it because he stopped.
Okay, but even if it did work out, I'm not going to believe he just flew away.
Yeah, he didn't
but he's
fly.
David Blaine. He's an endurance artist and master of perception.
That's just stupid.
That's stupid. That's just
it's still
stupid.
A dumb trick, even if it worked.
Yeah.
That's not even a trick.
He's done
he should
yet.
Have jumped, have an explosion, and he falls into the ground, and you think he disappeared that way.
You know what I'm going to do? April 15th, the biggest joke ever. Everybody's going to come in, fly and drive to my show. I'm not going to tell a joke.
No.
That's like a big joke. That's my big joke.
No, get on the stage and just read the newspaper.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a joke.
That'll work.
Oh, Keith, I'm sorry that you needed a trick, an ending to that. You need the ending to all your movies being told. You need an actual trick when you say you're going to see one. You don't get anything.
Not that even... It really was his laziest special ever.
Did you read that feedback? David Blade says he's unhappy with the latest stunt 1 hour ago.
Imagine.
Magician Daredevil David Blaine says he's unhappy with how he ended his latest stunt, hanging upside down without a net high over Central Park for 60 hours. All this is a lie.
It was 60 hours?
60 hours with
3 days,
10,
off and on.
10-minute breaks, yeah. Mm. The 35-year-old endurance artist... Who
I like how he's really pushing this.
Who completed the stunt Wednesday night, expressed his disappointment in an appearance Thursday morning, this morning, with Live and Regis and Kelly. He said, I had dreamed of the most amazing ending for a stunt ever. Blaine said his grand finale of diving from a platform 44 feet to the ground while attached to a harness didn't go according to plan. He was supposed to jump and, at 10 feet, be swept away by a bunch of helium-filled balloons.
Mm-hmm.
What an ass.
Where were the balloons at all, then? Wouldn't you notice that helium...
They were probably black balloons hovering. Because it was night and they had Wallman. They were in Wallman Rink and they had it lit down. It wasn't like how when they have the waving
but
club
wouldn't
light.
Wouldn't he notice, like, hey, there are no balloons attached to me right now?
No, they were attached, but they didn't. Once the thing stopped midway, the whole trick didn't finish the way it was supposed to. Like I said, he was supposed to dive up.
Oh. But he just gave away his. Like, why is that so
he's
amazing?
Not going to get a
somebody
do-over.
Did some math. They know how much. How many balloons that, you know, will help carry a 35-year-old this that weighs this much. No, that's not,
well,
that's
he
science.
Also,
that's
he
not.
Also took science as a trick where the radiation from a certain amount of phones makes a quarter dance. So he basically had people lay their phones around a quarter, and he's like, you guys all call each other, magic.
But that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
That's some Mr. Wizard shit on Nickelodeon.
Right.
Like, lemon juice and a potato will make a light bulb light up. Oh, David Blaine.
If somebody said, you know, I'm going to jump, and then the balloons are going to carry me away, whisk me away like magic, I'd be like, do you know how balloons work? They take a second. They take a second, right? You got to even helium. You got to, like, push them a little bit.
If you
bit.
Have enough of them, Keith.
You don't jump.
Yes.
And they float. You float up.
That is
up.
The endurance part.
And then he'd, like, even if he floated up, he'd be, like, waving, like, bye.
It was a Peter Pan.
He'd be slow.
It was very Peter
Lebowski,
Pan.
Lebowski, this is stupid to say. Well, guess what? You're all talking about David Blaine, so he did his job once again. Who cares about his stupid tricks? No.
That's ridiculous.
No.
No,
he wins. He's happy now.
That's
when people go, Dane Cook's laughing all the way to the bank. He's not. He doesn't like people saying these horrible things about him.
I think this one is the, after this and that other, I don't remember how he got down, the one where he basically sat on a pole for a couple days. He's really running out of ideas.
They do that on that show, whatchamacallit?
Survivor.
Yeah.
For peanut butter, at least they have a bowl. They're giving us something to eat afterwards. He just does it like, hey, y'all. This is my trick this year.
David Blaine wanted to be whisked away. Instead, he dangled awkwardly for a moment before disappearing into the night sky.
He didn't disappear. They stopped moving the camera.
Yeah, they didn't. Like,
he
they
went
got,
out of frame.
When you watch on TV, you know, not the YouTube videos with the camera phones and stuff, which, by the way, take that into account,
yeah.
By the way.
Right.
That you have
we're
people there live.
We're in a video
live.
Age.
So I'm watching on TV, and he just goes higher than the screen. They go, where did he go? We may never know. Scroll off!
He went
there's 25 of you, scroll up.
That's how I do magic to two-year-olds. Like, it was in my hand, and then I close my hand. Where is it?
Right.
I got your nose.
We'll never know.
I got your nose.
In the special David Blaine Dive of Death, about it, he says, I wasn't going to let anybody down, so I just jumped, and somehow the guys with the balloons made it work, and they pulled me slowly up, and I went over into the park, and they pulled me down. He adds, I know it didn't work right when my friend called up and said, wait, what happened? I'm confused.
What was the trick?
Did his head feel heavy during the blood, with being upside down from the blood? In the beginning it did. At the end of the first day, I thought I wasn't going to make it. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I didn't want to disappoint everybody, so I kept pushing and going as hard as I could.
Oh, bullshit. The last 20 minutes of the special, he was on the cherry picker, right side up before his dive of death.
Yeah, he was fine.
My son's been head down for like 34 weeks.
How did he do it?
How did it happen?
Incredible! When your kid comes out, we're going to have to like shoot BBs at it or something. Just to like really throw it over the top.
It's going
to
have a cape on.
Oh, maybe I can put some helium balloons on it.
Turn on.
Where'd it go? Right out the vagina. Into the incubator or wherever. I guess that's bad news, right? Into the nice place.
Into the nice place.
Thank you.
Into
daddy's arm.
The only effective thing they did is they did get to hang Kelly Ripa upside down, and that was it.
What happens then?
Oh, did her eyes explode? Or?
No.
Oh.
Her tits didn't move an inch, though. It was quite wondrous.
She's got fake boobs.
I'm not saying she does have them. Why are you assuming things about people? I'm just saying they found a magic to make her tits stick where they were.
Well, no, she has to. She's had like four children, right?
She's fruit leather, but they think.
I saw the commercial. She does the commercial for some kitchen, whatever, which, I want that kitchen.
I know, the dishwasher or something like that.
Yeah, but okay. But
she's still my yuppie heart.
yeah. But she's so awkwardly skinny.
And she's tanned to the extent of being fruit leather.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She says she runs every day, and I'm like, I really wonder, do people that skinny eat? Because I know some people really, their metabolism is
like
really that fast.
She has like 400 or 500 kids, something like that.
300.
I would have to eat nothing to look like that.
Well, time is not chasing you like it's chasing her.
I see.
That's what she's not running, she's running from. There's a difference. You have nothing to run from.
But yeah, there was that presidential speech. I was hoping George Bush came back on TV right during the dive of death.
His presidential speech, that was just, I just had to take it off at some point.
I didn't watch it.
Guys, we're out of money, and I'm going to go get some money.
Not my problem anymore.
You know? Right. I'm almost done. We started packing up the house. Not the good stuff. The PlayStation's still out.
It was disrespectful when he did that thing with his hands, like, I'm clean here.
Mm-hmm.
President Bush warned Americans that our entire economy is in danger, and that passage of a $700 billion bailout plan is essential. Without immediate action by Congress, America could slip into a financial panic, Bush said. He has invited presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain to join negotiations on the rescue plan.
What does that mean?
Such bullshit.
What
it
does
means that,
mean? That
McCain doesn't have to debate on Friday. That's what that means.
But it just means that the people who are talking have to decide if they can find some money from the people who are not talking that are in the same sort of situation, like it's the government.
Yeah. It's a game.
So the government is asking, hey, does the government have money? Can you find us some money? And then the other government goes, yeah or no.
Yeah, what
Congress has to approve the plan that they
put
together.
It has to be approved. The plan can be put together all at once, too, but they have to approve the plan.
But there's five of us in this room. Now that we know what the story is, what should we do?
Right. Like, should we start panicking or not start panicking?
Don't start panicking until the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Because what are they going to, like, oh, this has to happen or you guys are going to die. Well, can you make it happen before you say the speech? Like,
no.
Why are you involving me
in this? Milk is dangerous,
this?
News at 11. They have to talk first.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know what they did? They did that ahead of time so that it could be like, well, do you want the people to panic? Well, why'd you tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into gossip. Did Bush fuck Paris Hilton or something? You know,
not this week.
Let's read between the lines.
No, it's basically a way to get out of the debate.
That's what people are thinking. Yeah,
it's
but
total
they
bullshit.
don't want McCain to debate.
McCain hasn't turned up for a vote in over a year. All of a sudden, I need to get to Washington immediately. Why? Is there a 2-for-1 or something?
Why don't they
on?
Want McCain to debate?
Because he's a dope.
They think he'll say stupid shit.
So he's the Republicans don't want him to debate.
I can't wait to see what they come up for the vice presidential debate, because I want to see that broad talk.
Yeah.
She is a mess.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a bill Wednesday that will outlaw text messaging while driving, the governor's office said.
That's smart. I do it, and I still agree with it.
Why?
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. You have a baby in there.
You know, just because you're walking around with an airbag, you know?
Oh, my God.
Betting on legislation is already helping save lives in California. The law is supposed to come into effect January 1st, 2009. I'm happy he says to sign this bill because it further encourages safe and responsible driving. Yeah, you know what? We were reading the study, and I'm a little off, but not much, that texting...
Texting
lowers your response time.
Of course.
By what?
35%.
35%. Weed by 25%. Mm-hmm. Being drunk, 12%.
Imagine looking for a tea while driving.
Right. It's easy. it's safer. It's safer if you're bombed out your mind by alcohol than if you're texting or writing a text. Rating or reading, they say.
Well, think about it, Keith, because if you're bombed out your mind and you're driving, what is your focus? I'm not drunk. I can drive.
Not throwing out.
If you're texting, you're trying to spell correctly.
Yeah.
Right. I do love the iPhone, though. Oh. It fixes everything.
Oh. Your first bill is going to be crazy.
well worth it. $6 million.
I know.
Do you know what I got? I was joking with Relic. We high-fived or something because we were talking about the brilliant coin flip game I have where you flip a coin electronically.
No, they just both like making fun of me and then high-fiving while I'm still in the room.
And so I said,
it's really nice.
All over again.
Yeah. Look, Lori just turned into a mom. Why would they do that? Did you see her face?
Grade. That was awesome.
Don't laugh at
Not
that.
My Hemda.
And so Hemda will try, that's how it started. Hemda will try to block our high-fives.
And that's not nice either.
Like I'm in fourth grade.
Yeah.
And so I'd go, I'll tell you what, with this iPhone, I can virtually high-five you one day, you'll say, and that's the end of the joke, I think. There's an application called the i5.
How much was the i5, Keith?
Free, as it should be. And you hit it, and a palm comes up, and if it slaps anything, you hear a slap sound. The i5.
Okay.
Ah! Well worth $300.
How many people slapped the shit out of their screen and broke their iPhone? Fucking retard.
Or slapped it and made it fall on the floor.
You can pound it. There's a pound.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
the New York Metro map thing. Like the...
Yeah.
Find the, that's my savior.
Yeah.
I love my iPhone.
Oh, you know what? I always push that button. You just push one button, the iPhone shows you where you are. And I don't even have to be going somewhere. I get all giggly. Like, I am there!
Too.
That's that street. I'm here. It knows. I'm walking.
Oh my.
Holy shit.
It knows me.
Yeah.
My inner thought.
Whenever couples get into fights, like, you know who knows me?
Right.
Excuse me. I need some alone time with my iPhone.
You're talking to, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend on the phone. Well, tell me where I am right now.
They're going to do that soon. I see them doing a thing where you can link to other...
There is, though.
Track someone else.
AT&T had it because they asked Keith if he wanted that option where I can follow
him.
He was like, no.
Hell no.
Like he ever leaves the house. God forbid.
I know. He said he can't be found. He must be in the bathroom.
No. Look at that. Keith is taking out the garbage. Whoa. He's probably fucking someone.
He's 50 feet from the house.
I do like to pretend I'm some secret spy. It's really important. Yeah. She doesn't know where I'm at.
There's a closet in here somewhere. I
downloaded
it. That's great for kids, though. You know, like, but you know that you can't. I don't think unless you can turn on something. But you can just go, hey, where are you? And the guy has to, your partner has to approve. Like, yeah, you can look at me right
now. Well, Disney, when they had
a
cell company.
Like, but who's going to go? No, yeah.
Right. Exactly. When Disney had a cell company, that was one of the main features that they brought out is that you could GPS your kids on their phone.
It's good. My parents would have killed me if they had GPS on me when I was like 16, 17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you? Not in the West Village.
I'm not in the balcony at the Limelight. No. Yeah.
Where
I'm
are
at the
you?
Library.
Not at the Palladium wearing...
Not parking in the cornfield.
I'm not at the Palladium not wearing the clothes you saw me leave the house
exactly.
with.
And my name is not Desiree. I have on sweatpants right now.
You know what? I swear to God, I would pay on my own without my parents knowing for another cell phone and go throw it somewhere safe.
The movie theater.
No, it'd be in my bed. Like, mm-hmm. I never left the house. Who's sleeping?
Look at Keith's face.
Poor Keith.
I almost...
Keith was like, my parents always knew where I was. I don't understand how you people were raised. I'm perfect.
I was playing board games.
Yes, but out of all of us, which one did coke? Keith.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't go to call.
Look, he's smiling.
But I can stop and not be crazy anymore.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I couldn't stop going to the Palladium, but I had to because they closed the tab.
If they didn't have that foam dance,
how would my parents stop me? They would have only made it worse.
Yeah.
If they asked me not to go, I'd have to suck all of New York's dicks.
No one sucked any dicks.
Oh, please. I snuck out of the house without even them knowing I left the house.
Good.
And I took their car.
That is good.
You bitches. Garage made noise. I knew where they were. Where the
like
garage, you can't hear
so
it.
So you were the
That's
youngest.
Right.
They had quit.
I wasn't the youngest.
Oh, you weren't?
I'm
I thought
the
they had quit
child.
By then.
No, no. No! My fucking younger brother had it nice and easy because of me. I pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and they were so exhausted. You're welcome. And he still thanks me to this day. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. He's nice about it. I appreciate that.
You know, I don't think you can respect your parents if you got away with shit like that.
I respect my parents. I had to get away with shit or I would kill someone. So either I get away with murder or I get away with like a couple silly.
If I could sneak,
sexy
if I was
dances.
Able to sneak out of my house and steal the car.
Okay, stealing the car is a bit much.
I would look at my parents till the day I die like, you're so fucking stupid.
You have to have a little avenue of leeway. When you're 6 months pregnant and they don't know, fine, that's too much. But you should be able to leave the house every once in a while and they still take you upstairs.
Well, most of the time when I took the car, like when they went out, there was they never came home before 2 o'clock. So I made sure I was home before 2 o'clock when I stole the car.
Right.
One time I kind of half got caught. And
now, did you have a driveway? How did that work?
What do you mean?
As far as parking the car again.
Yeah, you kind of had a driveway. Big lights coming out in the fucking...
Oh, no,
they
no.
Just
they
wanted
were out.
You out the
no,
house.
No, no, no.
They were
I mean,
out.
Do you have a driveway that they come back and the car is in a different spot? What if you didn't get
No, there was like... We have a... They took the car that was in the garage when they were out, and I took the car that was parked on the street, and like it was a neighborhood where there's like a
so
zillion things of parking.
So you can park there again. Okay.
Yeah, so it's the same spot.
Because that's all you need is to come back and there's a car in the spot, and you have to...
Right. No, that's a good point. No, our neighborhood had like... all the spots in the world.
Either that or you make your mother think she's absolutely crazy if you park a spot behind. Like,
or I could just be like, I went to the store for a second.
Ah,
I don't
okay.
need
so
to
you
be
weren't
out.
Allowed to drive the car. You just weren't allowed to.
I had my license. Yeah, okay. It was fine. But I wasn't allowed to be like, by the way, I'm in Brooklyn and, you know, I just made out with someone.
Well, you could have left that part out.
No.
Gross. Patrice.
Keith.
Tell me about Hollywood.
Why?
That's good. I never thought about it. Let's break the cycle. I never thought about it.
I haven't been doing this for a long time, but Jesus Christ.
Who's the worst this week? Yeah.
Well, Lindsay Lohan again. They're saying that she came out of the closet technically on radio in Britain, but she didn't. She just sort of did that vague denial thing. Like, she came out
the denial thing where she went in front of cameras and just started making out with that DJ girl?
Well, no, yeah. Those are pictures where they get pictures of her backyard from, like, 60 feet away in a helicopter. That's fine. You're allowed to kiss whoever you want to in that, you know, scenario. But she did one of those things where I'll play along with the joke. So if you want to read into it, yes, she said she's been dating Sam Ronson for 2 years, but... She was just like, yeah, okay, if you want to say I'm dating her. Yeah, I've been dating her for 2 years. But, of course, instantly her father put out a press statement.
Saying what?
That Lindsay has been tumbling down a black hole these past few months.
Of lesbianism?
Of lesbianism and drugs.
That's just a vagina, Mr. Lohan.
Thank you. And
but when you put it all together, though.
And yeah. he reached the furthest he's ever reached. That this time he thinks that whoever's posting to Lindsay's MySpace isn't even Lindsay. Damn it.
You know he's the one, this asshole. He's the one that's always calling the press like, Lindsay said something, you want to hear what I say?
He's the, anytime you say, it says, we heard such and such from an insider source. That's him.
Right.
That's him and a $500 check.
I bet his price is going down. I bet it's a bottle of soda. Yeah.
Can I get a lunch right. if I tell you this story?
Were you housed? We did not see this coming. We mentioned yesterday, of course. Clay Aiken's gay.
What?
Yeah. You okay there, Midwest Patrice?
You know?
I mean,
Lori.
Sorry, Lori. You all right? Is this news?
I'm a little,
shocking?
I'm a little shocked, yeah.
Are you going to return the CD?
and the t-shirt? Yeah. And the
people
did you
are.
Hear people are returning the CDs?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, a lot of his
which one
audience.
Of you guys have time to go to the fucking CD store to
First
return
all,
a CD for your
I would have
bucks.
To go back into the future and find the last CD I bought and then go from there. But the thing is, a lot of his listeners were like housewives because he got the fame off of American Idol and that
had
their
no
shit.
Like, they can't even go, you know, now that well, I Keith, think about it, every nondescript interview you ever did and prance around, oh, gay, I should have realized you were gay. This is a shock.
No,
I can't
no.
even.
People believe what they want to believe when they, like, we had people growing up that were like two men living together for their entire life, and as long as they didn't hold hands in front of the town. Like, they were just roommates, you know?
Shut
like,
up.
You, we well, definitely yeah. had wow. gay people living in my small town.
Where are you from again?
Leroy, Minnesota.
Okay.
But
that.
For Clay, they have all these
they're
boards.
All the same to
they're
me.
All fans. They have, like, a super fandom. So they went to
Laura,
the...
you could be from Utah. It would be the same thing to him.
Right.
They went to the boards to get, like, reactions from people. This is a gut-wrenching day for the Clay Nation. Somebody please wake me up. I hope it's a dream. Wow, it's a shock. It's
like this is 9/11 to them.
Yes. It's like being told Santa Claus isn't real. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
And a mother of four.
And then one, like, the whole thing comes up now that he's gay. What are we going
to
do?
Oh, my God. You don't have to suck dick.
I've cried a river of tears, and truthfully, I do not know where I stand right now.
Oh, my God.
Stand about what? You do know where you stand. It's disgusting.
He's gay.
Go to church. What do you mean you don't know where?
I don't know if
I have to kill him. What do you mean you don't know where you stand?
Do I have to start hating him from this point forward?
Do I have to find him and try to fuck it out of him? I don't know. I'm really confused. What are your fucking options?
Gladys, get your holy water. We're going on a mission.
Don't they have like a camp or something to send gay people to?
Oh,
to
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's an option.
But the funniest thing about Clay declaring that he's gay, we're in a financial crisis and they always say that, you know, certain things will still do well.
He had to throw in the gay revelation for free to sell his baby photos to People magazine. Angelina got how many? 16 million. Everybody was getting all that money a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, he's a dad now. Yeah.
He's a dad now. He adopted a baby. They were willing
to. He adopted, or wasn't there a woman?
It was a surrogate. Like, it was a surrogate, but he has primary custody.
Okay.
So
is it his sperm?
Yes.
Okay.
So he had
wasn't
to.
Wasn't that? I mean, all these fucking dummy housewives, dummies, and my mother raised me. She was a house mother. It was very nice. It's a very nice thing to have. But she wasn't a dummy, dumb, where, like.
Yeah.
He's not having a normal baby. Like, he's able to.
He's dedicated to his career, Hamda. He hasn't found the right woman because he hasn't found you.
How many more hints do you need?
No. He is not gay. He said he wasn't in his autobiography.
Does he have an autobiography?
Yes.
And he says he's not gay.
I don't like penis.
Oh, my God.
Does he really?
No, he said he didn't like sex, right? Like, it wasn't that the...
I don't remember that. I know he specifically said, I am not a gay.
Really, specifically?
I am not a gay.
But you were in Sam a lot.
That's a quote. We won't concede for you saying that.
I am not a gay.
All right. For 3 cents.
Wow.
So.
The end. Is that how he ends it?
Yes.
It's
done.
Like, and going into country was the best move I ever made. I love my fans. I am not a gay.
You know what? He's not a gay. He's the gay.
So, I am not a gay. Game over. Don't ask me that again. But
And you know what? Anyone like, you know what? So I'm going to put it on the, you know what, people? Yes. Put it on the cover of your magazine. Yes! And then he wakes up the next morning. He's like, why don't I have any messages on how brave I am?
No.
I was very brave.
Well, when he was asked to throw it in for free, he kind of figured out that it might not be such a revelation.
Did you guys read any good magazines lately? No, nothing? Fuck me?
Because the angle had to be that he now has a son, so he has to expel all lies from his life, and the biggest lie being his sexuality.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that, do I?
No, like, now that you're having
you're
a son, do you have to tell us your favorite position?
Does your son read people?
You know my favorite.
Right.
We brunch.
What is your favorite position?
Right now?
Not pregnant.
Definitely not pregnant.
But let's go around the table. Patrice, what's your favorite position?
What did I tell you about putting my business out to the internet?
Dog style, she likes. That's
code
for dog style.
Yeah, it is.
I'm married. We do missionary.
My favorite position is money order. Or cash. One or the other.
You know what? I used to have a favorite position. Not anymore. My favorite position is let's not stay in one position.
Yeah.
My favorite is like, that feels good too. Hey, look at this one. That's my favorite position.
I just see you getting distracted by shiny things. What's that over there?
If by shiny things you mean Keith's penis after it was in my vagina.
Like a beacon of hope.
That's sweet to hear.
I remember when sex wasn't a science experiment.
But after you have a baby, you have to wait a little bit before you have sex, right? Yeah. What is it, like 4 weeks?
Or you end up with Puerto Rican twins.
Chris is like every night. He's like, can we? Because it might be a really long time.
Aww.
I like
well,
that.
Good for you.
Oh, my God.
And he's squeamish about doing it, though, when you're pregnant?
Yeah, he was at first, like right away.
Now, then, like, fuck it, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Move your head. Coming
excuse
in.
Me. Excuse me.
What's freaky for both of us is he moves around a lot. So,
the baby?
Like, yeah. Yeah, so, like, he'll be lying. It's just there's too many people involved in the situation.
In no way is it sexy, like, the baby's accidentally, like, hitting the right spot while he's fucking you?
Aww.
You know what I mean? Like,
Where do you think
like
this
a vibrator?
Baby is?
Like I don't know, but it's
wait,
just
where do you
right
think
in her
parts
lady's
are
place?
Like you could, if you have
a diagram, that
the baby doesn't reach a hand out and dangle at a clitoris.
You could have sex. I don't know. You could. If you're having sex with a woman, you could like push down like right below her belly. And like she feels the dick a little more, so maybe if the baby's fucking moving around, shit, it's feels
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no.
Ladies, please stop.
Don't go back.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's how we learn. Yeah. That's how we learn.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna put you down for no. All right, no.
Write it down. Write it down.
Now I know that. Mm-hmm. All right, Patrice.
Nick Hogan. He was
gay.
Incarcerated.
Everybody's gay. The fuck is going on?
No, they actually are.
Oh,
he was incarcerated for the car accident that left his best friend in a coma, and now his best friend's basically a vegetable.
Oh, I mean, terrible. I mean, you guys, if you haven't
I
seen the picture
head
yet,
yeah,
this guy has a huge hole in his head.
Have you seen it, Lori?
Uh-uh.
You have
very
to see
game
this
over.
You will not believe that a human could
live,
be alive and like, even move at all. It's amazing. Yeah. Half his head is missing.
It's not exaggerating.
There's a hole, like, there's mm-hmm darkness there.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and even after I just described it to you, when you look at the picture, you're going to be like, what the fuck? I just described that to you, and it's going to be a shock. It's
you see
crazy
him. You see him going literally at some point, please just let me go.
Really? Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
This is not some Christopher Reeve shit where I'm just, like, incapacitated. My head is gone.
I bet
what
he
club
can
am I going to get bitches like this?
I bet he can drink from the top of his head. Just pour the soda right there. It'll
oh,
go
heaven
down
not
his
everyone
throat.
Not everyone's
no
a circus.
No, it's fine.
And I think I'm a freak walking around.
But, did Dave David Blaine do any magic for him when he was in the hospital?
He probably does shout out Dive of Death every once right in a while. But he's being released from prison early. He's getting out October 21st. He's served 5 months of an 8-month sentence. He's being let out early for good behavior.
Okay.
Hey.
He won't do it again. I'm fine with that.
You know? Yeah, but I can't imagine having like hurting your friend like that and going on with your life. Like, you know,
he seems fine
so
far.
Like,
he seems fine.
He
and
seems
he was
fine.
Like, there was a recorded call. Apparently, they record all calls from prison, and
right,
Hulk Hogan called him. And the kid is doing just fine.
The kid wants to work out a reality
yeah
deal.
Yeah, yeah. When I get out of here.
His sister got her own series, because the actual Hogan series is done because the parents are divorcing. So the sister worked it into her own series. He's trying to do the same.
Okay, but,
yeah, but
his sister didn't kill her
right,
friend.
Right.
Yet.
Right. Right. Give it
we
time.
We need a season finale, Keith.
They are teasing that.
You know?
When she goes to the beach with her friend, there's only one set of footprints
she's a
on
killer
the next. Brooke knows best.
Oh. Right. So we talked about Lance Bass and Dancing with the Stars and his partner options, but the series has actually started this week.
Let me guess, he's gay.
Keith. Jesus Christ. Don't give away this.
Not homophobic, but
he's
this
gay
is getting ridiculous.
I'm sorry, he's gay. But they made the first cuts, and they cut two people this week. So far, Jeffrey Ross, the comedian's been cut. And
he's the first one. He's
the first
one, right? What is this fucking guy doing?
He was on TV for 10 minutes.
Does that help you think?
It doesn't
hurt. It would just make me, you know what I mean? I don't know. Then you go into the club. Doesn't it hurt? Then you go, is he going to sell more tickets to stand-up because of that? And when he's doing stand-up, he's not going to have, dance for me!
You know what? I think it's the same people that think Clay Aiken wasn't gay are the people who are watching it. So sure, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not you watching it.
They're going to Google
it's somebody
him.
Else.
Maybe they'll buy a CD.
And
maybe
if he goes on
video
tour somewhere, you know, maybe the just the name recognition.
From
of yeah.
I hope he wrote it instead of Larry Rose. From
that'd
Dancing
awesome
with the Stars.
With just a rose on the poster.
It depends on what town he goes to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess who would be the first one? Well, the second one. Jesse Joyce would be the first one. The second person to complain that somebody's getting into the realm of a stand-up. You know, if some dancer, Baryshnikov,
hey,
I don't know any dancer names. Some dancer just got on stage and started telling jokes. You don't think Jeff Ross would be like, what the fuck? Come
if it
on.
If it was Last Comic Standing, that's different.
Well, no. Last Comic Standing, you're supposed to really be a comic. If it was, you know, that show that we were watching that George Takei was on?
Yes,
like,
right,
oh, let's try something new. If
okay
you're saying, like, I'm going to try this, I know this is not me, I think it's a different situation. You know?
No, which one are you
you're
saying?
Not, Jeffrey Ross is not like, I'm a dancer now. He's like, I'm going to be silly on stage for a little while.
On
you
a
know
show
I mean
called Dancing with the Stars,
yeah,
we compete dancing.
It's like Circus of the Stars. They used to take entire casts
right
of shows and
silly
make them learn 3 or 4 circus tricks, and it's for fun.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I think people should be able to do
doesn't
anything. But I guarantee it, but it would bother any successful comedian.
Of course it doesn't bother Keith. Like, we have a contest every year to open up for Keith.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if you're funny, you're funny. Why
I think
shouldn't
the point
you
of Dancing
you
with
know
the Stars.
If you're an accountant slash you're funny and you can tell a few jokes here and again, why
right
not be on stage a little bit? You don't you know, maybe you're not going to make a career of it, or maybe you are. Why not cross paths?
You get the people that haven't worked in a while, and then get the people like Jeff Ross. Maybe he figured, I'm older, I need a sitcom. That's the way to get in front of their faces. They figure right. They're riding off of that popularity. Who's to say he didn't get a couple development deals for a show where he's the wacky dad?
Me.
Again, sorry. This is not for you.
Keep
nobody.
For no.
Yeah, but you know, with all this stuff, nobody's talking to you, Keith. Nobody's going, hey, you wanted to see Dancing with the Stars? They know not to talk to you.
Would you not do Dancing with the Stars?
There's no way Keith would.
No?
I don't know. What's the schedule?
Well, 5 weeks of practice beforehand.
No.
Unless he does, like, you remember that, was it a football star? Was it Perry, Refrigerator Perry? Where literally he would just dance. This is how Keith and I dance when we go out. Keith just, yeah. Keith has a beer in one hand and me in the other hand, and I'm twirling around like a maniac, and he's like, ooh, you did good with that one.
Refrigerator Perry had to do that because he's like six feet tall and built like a refrigerator.
Right.
And it's this little tiny 5'1", 98-pound woman, like, twirling around. If you moved, you'd step on her and it'd be over. You stand there. And then every once in a while, he'd go to one knee as a flourish. Tardar. I did it.
What was it? That's not what his name was. I forget his name. But yeah, he was this big, hulking football player that you thought was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And then he won it.
One of them, Jerry Rice. Wasn't it Jerry Rice?
I think no. It might have been. It
Jerry was, Springer
he,
was
I think
in
he
there.
Did it. Oh, Jerry Springer did it. A lot of odd people. Cloris Leachman is doing it this season, which I find endlessly humorous because she's about 82.
The ass girl is doing it, right? The Kim
Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Oh, she's doing it?
But Cloris Leachman is my favorite so far because they have to find outfits that work out for her.
For an 80-year-old.
For an 82-year-old. As well as the dancing, because you can only spin her twice. Don't spin her three times.
like twice throughout the whole routine, and some
twice
of them are just
the
half turns.
Stop spinning her.
Yeah, we're counting
That's called vertigo. Stop doing that to her. She's very old.
She's going to break a hip.
By the way, it's Emmett Smith we're all
Emmett
thinking
Smith.
Of.
Okay.
I love how you called Kardashian the ass girl.
We all knew.
Yeah.
So more TV that's safe for the season. We're still pretty early into the fall season, but 90210 is fine for the rest of the season. They ordered 9 more episodes to round it out. And because of it and the popularity, despite the ratings dropping a bit the second and third week, they are considering bringing back Melrose Place.
All right.
That makes sense.
What do I care?
Although it won't be the same because everybody's wicked old as far as Melrose Place. There's no way that I don't.
Well, I assume they're going to get new characters and do the same.
But the old characters, it's just kind of like, I want to see what happened to Heather Locklear. Let's go.
I want to see him bring back like 227 or something like that.
Yeah, 2272.
Everybody's dead. They'd have to do that on TV Land.
I'd watch Melrose Place and things like that. If they brought him back, these people are like 50 years old now. And they're still having their three ways like they're
That's
20.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like if you do that, I'm in. Otherwise, I don't need a whole new Melrose Place. We already have a couple shows that are doing it.
You already made your fake friends.
Exactly.
I see.
So, Hugh Hefner, he's been known for having all the girlfriends. He had the TV show for 3 seasons. Well, it looks like all of the girlfriends have left him at once. There was a collective coup.
Shut up. To do what?
They probably didn't re-sign the series and
they're
time
like,
to go.
You know what? Like, right next door is a mansion, too. I bet they'll let us stay there also.
I think they finally started.
And then they went down the block and they go, can we stay here? We'll blow you. And
well, Hugh Hefner, the magazine's, the magazine's been not doing good for
a
while.
Yeah, the stock has gone from $11 to $2 a share.
Wow. And they're not having those parties that they're famous for
anymore.
No more
mansion parties.
So what the fuck?
What am I staying for?
Well, you can stay with me and try to get me hard again for 5
Not
hours.
Even. We can watch old movies. That's what he likes to do with
them. So there you go. Well, they're there for parties, period. They have millions
now. It's like if you have a boyfriend that goes to jail. I didn't break up with you. The judge broke us up. So they all collectively got together and said, there's no more show, there's
no
more parties.
Well, as soon as they took away the trampoline, it's like, what do we jump on now?
Yeah. We're going to go back out back and play with the peacocks in the zoo. But
can I pet something?
So Kendra is now dating a Philadelphia Eagle player.
Yes, I am.
Holly is
What
now,
a difference, right?
Yes.
That limp old son of a bitch. Now, I think I'll go for a football player. You know, I have my type.
Yeah,
right.
820, you know? This one when Hugh Hefner pulls out his penis and literally like haunted house noises happen. There's a creaky dog.
Moths
you know?
Out.
One of the Pac-Man ghosts just flies out of his pants.
I am speedy.
Holly Madison is dating Chris Angel. And Bridget is dating someone named Nick Carpenter who used to date Marissa Tomei. He's a director.
Yeah, they all sound like you.
Yeah.
Just a new version of Hugh. It's all quite obvious. And you know his buddies are like, look at that, Hugh, just like you.
You know?
They're all just older find, they're gentlemen. Just finding people just like you. Yeah. Bathe me. I don't
change
do that.
Me. I just see Hillary. I just see Hugh sitting like in the living room. I am sad, and someone just puts a breast in his hand, and he feels a little bit better.
He doesn't know. They put a pillow in his
No,
face.
It's a water
like,
balloon. He
you.
Really doesn't know. Right. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. It's not.
Make it fly
place.
Me. You know, make it fly me away.
He's got a woman right now at the top of the staircase talking about do a dive of death.
Let's get Clay Aiken in our magazine.
He's going to end up with that old woman that makes all the sandwiches. They should be together.
Who's that?
Oh, there's a woman that's been with him since the 60s, but she's just like an assistant because she got too old to be sexy. Mm. But she knows exactly what he likes to eat. He's that kind of old man. He carries his food.
Yeah, I do too. Anything blended.
He likes peanut butter and banana sandwiches and tomato soup.
What do you think he likes?
Campbell soup specifically.
That's how I keep my man.
I know. DMX, we know he's been having some trouble lately, but now it seems he found a new way to get out of court dates. He may have actually had a stroke, and he's in a hospital in Florida.
Faker.
You know, anything to get out of a court date.
Does he know you still got to show up eventually?
Right. Eventually, but right now he's just glad he has his dogs by his side.
That's ridiculous. Can he bark the same after a stroke?
No.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, D.
Speaking of people not having common sense, there's a movie coming out based on a series of books called Twilight. And it's basically revitalized this town called Forks because people are so ridiculous that they're taking vacations there to experience all the things that happened in the book. Except the book's about vampires, so none of this shit really happened. So now there's a restaurant that can charge $18 to $20 for a plate of spaghetti because a character ate it in the movie. It's literally a made-up dish. The local Subway has a...
In what movie? In the book, you mean?
In the books, the series of books for Twilight. The movie's actually coming out soon for the first book.
Okay.
So these people now, because the woman who wrote the book wrote it from her house and said she literally Googled rainiest place in America and came up with this town and decided to base the books around it. So now they're trekking to this town in the middle of nowhere, and people in this town, of course, it's one of those like small towns that it's a logging town. It's on the coast. It was dying. They're like, "Can we help you? What do you mean the spaghetti that so and so had? What's going on?"
And they go,
"I don't understand."
Book.
And then somebody ended up reading the book and went, "Okay, so we're gonna make the spaghetti $20, and we're gonna do this."
Very smart. You know what? It's not gonna last that long. So might as well.
The hospital had now one of the characters, her father was a doctor. The hospital has an empty space with his name painted in it. Doctor so and so parks there. Give me $1. You want to take a picture? The local police station has a police cruiser that says, you know, the town of whatever on the side, and they could come take a picture next to the police cruiser. Like, everybody in the town has, like, assembled forces. Oh, let's ride this out. One restaurant sells vampire teeth for when you're eating because one of the vampires ate at a restaurant.
Can you imagine that town meeting? Everyone's coming, everybody! Right. Put your faces on! Faces on, everybody!
Show it five. It's like literally...
Wear your good clothes!
It's like when you go to Williamsburg and they have to all pretend, I'm the coal miner. You know, I'm the town blacksmith. Like, they're in costume in town. Subway, their big contribution. Okay, so we're going to put extra marinara sauce on the sandwich because it's like blood. How about that? Give me $4.
You have to get your own teeth, but the capes are in the back.
Yeah.
Go out there and vamp it up.
So the funniest thing is, though, one man has a extra lot of land because, you know, you can own a lot of land when it's not a lot of money. And he literally bills it as, this is the lot where the vampires play baseball in that one part of the book. And people are like, oh, that's where they played. Imagine what they were feeling at that time.
These non-existent people.
Yeah. People go to the beach in town where she found out the vampire secret and they go there and cry. And this book is apparently like more so, like, you know how people got emotional about Harry Potter? There is literally a video on YouTube of this girl in tears. Like, somebody just stabbed my mother while I was watching and raped her afterwards crying because she is so upset that she read the last book and can't unread it. Wow. So now it's over. Oh, did I just have a lot of friends as a kid that this shit wasn't an option? Is that what it is?
No, because you're a Babysitter's Club fan.
I never cried when Marianne had diabetes or whatever. I didn't cry. Stacey had diabetes and she managed.
You know what? I've cried at books, but like, I don't know what kind of budget these people are on that it's like, you know where we should go? No.
Middle of fucking nowhere.
I'm going to St. Thomas. That's going to be, the middle of nowhere to me would be beautiful water where I can see the fish by my feet even though I'm up to my neck in water. Right. No, I will not waste my money on this. No, I will not have your pasta. I can make some on my own.
But the fact that you can rationalize in your mind, I'm going to this pretend town with pretend vampires.
Right.
I'm going to eat this pretend sandwich.
And waste my real money.
Real money.
Yeah.
And real time.
Is someone paying them to do this?
No. This is all of their own accord. They are crying on the internet about this book. They are ripping that movie apart line by line. She didn't really do that part in the book, and he bit her later. What?
It's one thing if it was like on the way to something. Or like, hey, you're in New York. I actually, okay, fine, take the Sex and the City tour. Whatever.
Right. Fine.
You're
seeing actual New York things anyway.
Yeah, I was on the, fine. But you're going to this place that has the made-up spaghetti now.
Not even. You're going to this place. At least Sex and the City, as far-fetched, her apartment, her life, everything was. You're going to this town and going, excuse me, yokel. Where would I go to find a baseball field where the vampires played that night?
I think I have a fifth thing to ask potential roommates. I know this list is getting longer and it started with two, but I think the fifth one is...
And you found your roommate for life. Hi. Yeah. But continue.
Are you a vampire?
Are you a vampire?
Or do you really want to be one?
You have to say. I've asked you if you're a vampire. Yeah. You now have to say.
You are not invited into my house. Can you go in?
Do I have to invite you in or can you just come in?
Liz is saying these are the same people bawling about Clay.
Yeah. Mm. If not worse. Because a lot of them are younger, but like they really get so emotional about these books.
These people finally read a book and it's like, oh my God!
And no, but the argument is always, well, you've never been devoted to anything like that. No.
No, you're right. No. Yeah.
I'm being told, Jeremy saying, I saw the same thing with the movie Fargo. None of the movie was shot in Fargo, but that didn't stop people from showing up. And what?
But Fargo was about people. This shit is about vampires.
Right, yeah. Right.
Even still, I see your point. But yes.
If it's based on people, I can halfway support your decision to be devoted to something. When you roll around a town, I want to go hang out where the vampires had their first date. You need to be... I don't trust you. You need to have your license taken away. They need to monitor you for a moment or two and make sure that you're okay.
You know they're going to whatever make-out point was in the book and fighting each other.
No, I can see the couple right now. A guy will turn to his girlfriend. I'm a vampire. I know because in the book it said you were going to tell me you were a vampire right here. It happened. I'm waiting for the first wedding. Because people love to get married on stupid shit.
You know, I hope it happens for this town because they like...
Oh, no, it's totally...
Nice burst
it's
for them.
New because logging had been fading out. It's the new industry for the town. It's basically somebody they got... But I love how not everybody's read the book. They elected one person. You read the book.
Right.
And you highlight the shit we have to do in town.
Where's our reader?
Where's Bill? He knows the words.
Do you take,
Bill knows all the words.
Do you take them to be your lawfully wedded goth?
That means I do, sir.
Get the humans out of here.
I can't resist biting you any longer. I'm gonna marry you too.
You know they do it. They pretend like you may now kiss the bride, and then they like put the like mouth on the girl's neck, and the girl goes like she's coming.
They wrote their own vows. My bloodlust for you knows no bounds. I would like to spend eternity with you, and we will live forever.
Now let's go get some spaghetti and marinara.
Let's go to Subway.
I have an envision of what next Labor Day is going to look like for you guys.
I love that they went, what we need is some vampire teeth. And let's get a big box of those. And everything else will sort itself out.
Oriental training?
You know, that and some Lays. You know,
I like this idea of renewing your vows every Labor Day.
With a new theme?
With a new theme, exactly.
Well, popscribe.com, you can go there daily, check out Patrice's stuff, of course.
Yes.
Patrice also Twitters, which is really fun.
I do Twitter.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I follow her Twitter, and the other day, Patrice, Lori, and I went out to Thai food and then coffee, and we had some dessert, and when I came home, I read all about it.
I've gotten better as more people are picking it up about not giving my location too precisely, because I kind of went, I'm on North 7th in Bedford, hey. You know, oh, maybe I shouldn't tell people.
Don't tell people where we live.
You know, I don't have to keep from doing that.
We're gonna get out of here, but Lori, real quick, can you just like push real hard?
You know, just one good last push.
You can't punch it out, right?
No,
that doesn't even make sense.
Tried that.
Okay, all right, just check it.
Don't forget, we're coming to London and Israel, and the information is on keithandthegirl.com/event. Thank you so much, Patrice, and thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
I'm waiting until it comes out. I'm going to stare
so
at
it. So is she, though.
I'm going to stare at it until it's uncomfortable.
Just wait.
It's uncomfortable.
He can't see you. He's under the table.
Oh, all right. I can't stare there. That'd look weird.
He's David Blaine.
You know, get a headlamp and you can stare at him.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.